Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie episode for you for the dog days of podcasting. And today I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review of Voltron, Legacy Defender. That's right, Netflix has brought Voltron back, that cheesy 80s cartoon, I'll form the head, bunch of robot lions, they combine, they make a big, super huge robot and fight in outer space. You couldn't get much more awesome than that, right? So they brought it back. And they've got new voice actors. They've changed a couple of the elements of the story. And they've updated it in a way to make it really reflect well with modern times. I don't know if this is being written for kids or if it's being written for the grown-up, the older people, or the kids who originally watched it who are now older and taller. That's a good way to phrase it, because I don't think most of us that are tuning back in, I'm not sure we're exactly grown-ups. And according to my nephew, and he's 3 years old, so he knows his stuff, I'm not a grown-up, so there we go. So I don't know if they're writing it for today's kids or the kids of the 80s who are older and taller. But it's definitely something that I would watch with kids and I'd have no problem with. And I think that they'd really get into it. Like anywhere from like 8 to 14, maybe actually 8 to, 74, probably, could totally get into it. It's completely safe. I mean, there's fighting, but there's no like blood. And while there's no real death, it's not consequence-free violence, so that's kind of an important thing. So my husband, growing up, he was never allowed to watch G.I. Joe or the A-Team because his parents didn't believe in watching consequence-free violence, because they always wanted him to know that, guns have consequences and violence has a consequence, and, shoot everywhere, but nobody bleeds, nobody dies. That gives you an unrealistic idea. And it was very frustrating for him. But I can kind of see that mentality. So Voltron definitely has that. I mean, there's a lot of robots that get killed or dismantled. But yeah, so it's a pretty good balance, I'd say. It's neat. You instantly care about the characters. There's one character that has been added, which is kind of neat, but it all works well and fits. What's that Australian guy's name? So the cast, I'll look it up. The cast is amazing. I mean, you've got, I think it's Tara Strong is playing the princess, and a bunch of other young actors who I know from various things. Like, one of them is in Scream, and I don't want to give it away because it might give away a plot point, but you might recognize some voices there. And my computer's being slow. And then there's that Australian absurdist comedian. He was in the revival of X-Files. I can't think of his name at the moment. It's really funny because I was trying to think of his name not long ago, and someone's like, Spike Mulligan? I'm like, well, I don't think he was Australian, but yeah. Anyway, he plays a character, and he is perfect. He's able to do the insane, off-the-wall, batty, tries-too-hard character, but not have it cheesy. It's believable. It's cheesy in the right way that you laugh and you enjoy, but it's not cheesy in the sense that you're groaning. I mean, it's not like G-Force cheesy. It's Rhys Darby. That's his name. Yeah. Everybody is now going, oh, that guy. Okay. Oh, and I'm sorry. It was not Tara Strong. It was Kimberly Brooks, who's been in just about everything. Plays the princess. Oh, and Cree Summer's in it. And just like so many people are in this. I just thought Tara Strong, because she's in everything, right? And I really enjoyed it. not everybody's into it. You kind of have to check your brain at the door. You kind of have to say, okay, I'm going to be a kid again. And imagine yourself, it's Saturday morning, you're still in your pajamas, you got your bowl of cereal, and you just turn this on. And that's kind of what I want you to think about when you watch it. And I don't know, I really dig all of the characters. They all have something to bring to the team. There's mysteries, there's plots. I started caring about where the story was going. You know, like anything else, it takes a little while to get into it, but I give it up. Two big thumbs up. I really enjoyed it, and I don't know. I think a lot of people are a little too critical on their media consumption. I like to. It takes a lot for me to not enjoy something, and you know, this isn't even one of those things. This is just something I enjoyed, but I think a lot of times people are so overcritical that it can get in the way of them enjoying things. I like the art style. It's very cool. And it just reminds me of, I had one of those little toys somewhere, and I don't know where I got it when I was a kid, but it had moving parts that wouldn't move. I think I got it at like the playground or something, because there was sand that got in the way of the moving parts, and the lion was like half an arm and half a lion. That was really weird. But yeah, definitely some nostalgic fun. If you've ever tried to watch the old cartoons that you grew up watching, you will know that most of the time they do not hold up. And you groan and go, why did I ever like that? I mean, I tried watching Thundercats and I just couldn't. I couldn't get through a single episode. And that's why I refuse to watch A Gem in the Holograms, because I loved it so much. I don't want it to be ruined, although I will read the comics. But this, it updates it and it makes it something that I can enjoy again. It's kind of like My Little Pony, except I didn't like My Little Pony when I was a kid. I thought it was stupid, but the new My Little Pony, I was forced to watch it thanks to, I think it was Zachman. It was a Indiegogo reward for the other podcast I do, Epic. And so we all had to watch it, and I don't know, I fell in love with it. It was really good. I was surprised. So, Voltron. It's kind of in that feel of they took something old, they made it new, but I think they made it better. And so I'm going to pair this with what we had tonight for dinner, which is one of the things that I grew up eating because it's like cheaper, bigger sizes of meat, and you can buy those to feed 9 kids on a weeknight, no problem. London broil. Yep, you're going to make yourself a nice London broil, give yourself some broccoli, some taters, there you go, good to go, sit down, watch yourself some Voltron. Although really, you should be watching it eating cereal, right? That works better.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.